just as much joy as it gives me to be in the studio tonight recording this episode for my amazing listeners out there. I do hope it brings so much joy to you when you listen and it helps to resonate with your fears or your thoughts. I'm dropping this episode tonight for a particular reason, and I do hope you find out when you listen. This is Uncut Millennial, and I am your host, Ojo Oluwatobiloba. Thank you so much for sticking around. Thank you for the love. Thank you for listening. We've undergone a change of name, but trust me, the content just got better. So guys, on today's topic, we're going to be talking about self-acceptance and moving on. These two topics come in hand in hand. I'm sure you're wondering, what is Toby up to again? So guys, nothing much. Just calm down, relax, grab your popcorn and grab your Coke and stay tuned. Guys, when it comes to self-acceptance, I'm sure a lot of people are just all over the place. Oh yeah, I'm a feminist, you know. I believe so much in feminism. I'm a strong believer of zodiac signs, you know, and so many other beliefs that people have all over the place. Is very okay. It's such a beautiful thing to hold on to your thoughts, to hold on to your feelings, to hold on to just what you think works for you. But now, come to think of it, guys, we are humans before anything else, before religion, before anything. We are humans first, and every single person some way somehow wants to live life just how they see it. So when you want to accept yourself, it comes from a genuine place of love and, you know, calmness of mind. You need to put yourself in a position where you have come to terms with who you are and you're willing to work on yourself. You're not going to shove your own self-acceptance view into somebody else's face or down somebody else's throat. So now, because you know that for whatever reason you're a Scorpio, you can't work with, you know, somebody who is probably, let's say, a Virgo, and you say, okay, you've accepted yourself to be plus size, or you've accepted yourself to be skinny, and then you want to shove all of your thoughts, all of your beliefs down somebody else's throat. Those things are not called love. And if you are a person and you need somebody to accept you out there before your own self-acceptance comes to play, then it means you're still not at peace with yourself. And when I say self-acceptance, it necessarily isn't talking about you being a bad person or having a bad character or horrible character that you know that you need to work on. And because of, oh, we're preaching self-acceptance, you choose to relax about your horrible attitude and you're in a place of comfort and you're not willing to take a step to change. These things do not work. Oftentimes I've had people come into my DM to say, oh, my relationship is crashing. I think it's from me. I think I'm not doing what I should do. I think, first of all, if you love yourself, any love you're getting out there would just add up and not necessarily feel the vague of love that is missing in your life. When there is an open space and you're not able to feel loved, you must check yourself first. I listened to a sermon sometimes in June, and I heard something from the preacher. He said, if you're a person and all you need is your partner to come and love you and put so much love in your life, or if you're a person, you don't have light in your life and the only light you have is the one your partner brings, what happens when they are out of your life? It means your life becomes totally dark. And when your life is dark, you cannot see anything happening in it. Hence, you probably might be going through stagnation, heartbreak, disappointment. You know, a lot of dark things might be going on in your life at the moment because your light is missing. You must first shine your own light to yourself. You must first love yourself. You must first accept you for you before the validation of any other person counts in your life. I do hope you understand this genuinely. when it comes to self-acceptance, you want to work on yourself, your attitude, self-development. You want to impute so much in yourself that you're doing a lot for yourself before the opinion or the thought of any other person. And I always say this, if loving yourself, if putting yourself first makes you selfish, then be selfish, be proud to be selfish, because in everything that we do, we are all going to die individually. This is no joke when they say this, because I personally did experience it. As much as I loved my mom, she had to go and I did not go with her. That is how the world is. You're not going to go with the person you love the most. So if you're not able to learn, if you're not able to love yourself, if you're not able to take time to work on yourself, you're just busy all over the place listening to so much validations from people. You want to go out to parties. You want this person to praise you. You want to be put at the front. You want to be placed with, you want people to place so much importance on you. What happens when all of these things are taken out? Because you don't even see the light in yourself. You don't see how much value you can bring. You don't see how much you can offer. You don't see the need that is deposited in you that people out there need, because all you're seeking for is validations from outside. It is going to affect you, and until you come to a place of self-acceptance and self-love, you might never really find yourself growing. And when I mean by moving on, what I mean by moving on simply is moving on from everything that probably has caused you so much pain and stagnation. You move on from the loss of a job to, a heartbreaking message. Probably you applied at a place you were not taken. I know people who literally dwell on bad news, bad messages, bad feedbacks for weeks, and they don't get over it. You are doing more damage to yourself if you are that person. In the course of applying for jobs, if they are not coming, all you need to do is find something that you love. Join a community, learn more, associate more. These things are easy to say, but nobody is at any speed or holding a timer as to when these things should happen in your life. But for you to feel good, for you to be at a pace of self-development, for you to genuinely feel from the depth of your heart that you are doing what you love and you are happy with yourself, you need this for you and not for any other person. I do hope that you understand this and you make the necessary move today. Taking a step forward is also a movement. You do not necessarily have to run. WOJO 2022. Yes, please, I did say that. It doesn't have to be a run. It doesn't have to be a relay. If you take a step ahead, you have made a movement. Every movement does count. The day you apply for a job, you've made a movement in your life and you should applaud yourself for it. Guys, the whole world is tough right now, and trust me when I say that every move you make actually counts. And surround yourself with the one out of one that helps to put more light in your life than the people who take out the light that you have in your life. Guys, never feel empty with the absence or with the presence of anybody. Be enough for yourself, so when people come into your life, they add up and they don't fill up all the space. I do hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Please do listen to my next episode. Thank you so much for coming, and I'm sure the next one would be better, and we're definitely going to be having a millennial just like ourselves. Rub minds together. Have an amazing episode. Stay tuned for more. Thank you and bye for now. I remain your one and only Uncut Millennial host, Ojo Oluwatobiloba. Till we meet again. Bye, guys.